Today's devotional is based on Psalm 33, and it was written by the Reverend Jeffrey Kahn. Psalm 33 celebrates the power of God as our Creator and Redeemer. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all their host by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea as in a bottle. Since God created these vast arrays of matter and energy, surely he can help us with our problems. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing, yet the counsel of the Lord stands forever. There is no end of disagreement about how to handle the affairs of state. How can we align ourselves with God's counsel? Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul writes, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When we do this, our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. In Psalm 146, the writer says, "Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. On whom can we depend? Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry." Jesus told a parable about a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people, yet helped a widow. "I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them." The writer of Psalm 146 reminds us that the Lord will reign forever. So we should praise the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, God, that your power to save is not limited by our weakness. Your love for us is not limited by our sinfulness. Hear the cries of our heart and grant us justice. May we find your presence as close as our breath and the ground beneath our feet. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.